हरे कृष्णा। Yesterday, while going in the train, I came across a group of some 15-20 teenagers. Although they were talking during the day, in the evening they offered a 1 hour prayer in Tamil. They were all Christian children, almost 14-15 years old. The content of their prayer was, O Lord, who is in the Paramandal, in the spiritual sky, you are our mother, you are our father, you are our most dear relative, you are our witness, you are our provider of everything, you are the most greatest with a magnanimous heart, and you always overlook our faults, and you always see even some tiny good in us and you magnify it, and you are coming in the form of our mother, father, friend, relative in various ways to nourish us and protect us. We have committed innumerable sins in so many last years until we came up to you. Please kindly forgive us of all our sins and always keep us very pure. At least let us reflect 1/1,000,000th of your purity and glory. So this prayer, almost 1 hour they were praying like this in Tamil language. I could understand every word of it. And it was very deeply emotional, with eyes closed, with full absorption they were praying. Actually, you will find in any religion the substance of prayer, the substance with which people approach God, when it becomes finer and finer, it is essentially the same. You will see that. There is one great devotee who prays, Oh my dear mind, you are so eager to find fault in others, but when it comes to your own fault, you become partial. And not only that, you are very eager to see other people doing so many things right, but in your own life, you don't want to make your habits strict and become strict with yourself. There are many things that you want to bring about in others which you yourself are unable to bring about in yourself. But you are more enthusiastic to see them brought out in the people around you. So is it not important for you to take a look at yourself and improve upon those things in your own life before you may even expect them in others? If you cannot change your own will, how can you change other people's will? So this is actually a prayer of a devotee, which is so meaningful and sensible. So in spiritual life, preaching to one's own mind and approaching the Lord with a proper attitude of prayer, these are so important. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his purports that the two qualities required for a transcendental aspirant are repentance and penance. Actually, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a prayer. It is not some muttering of some mantra like a Smartha Brahmana. If you see a Smartha Brahmana in South India in many temples, regularly over a period of time it becomes a ritual. Like that they would utter. And they would just do the arati and give the lamp and give the this and that. It becomes his daily routine, because for decades he keeps doing this. When we are chanting the holy name, it is far different from such kind of muttering of some mantra, because this mantra is addressed directly to the divine couple, Shishya Radha and Krishna, and it is supposed to be uttered in a mood of repentance for all the past actions, and it is supposed to be uttered in the mood of wanting to perform penance. When there is repentance, then penance becomes sweeter. When there is no repentance, penance becomes burdensome. So Prabhupada mentions these two words, repentance and penance. And Prabhupada was very broad-minded to see that in all religions, actually, the essential prayer of a sincere soul, while approaching God, is the same. And the chanting of the holy name should be done with that type of appropriate attitude to draw the attention of Krishna. For example, everybody has experience of what is lust. When lust agitates the heart, it is a very tangible experience. Similarly, we have experience of becoming angry, which is a very tangible experience. We have experience of becoming proud and boastful, which is a tangible experience. Only when it comes to bhakti, we don't have any tangible experience. And bhakti becomes a very superficial display with our lips. It's like a lip service. So for bhakti to be experienced with the heart and to be experienced as tangibly as the other emotions that I told you, we need repentance and penance. With proper repentance and penance, the exercise of bhakti in the heart will actually cleanse the heart and lead the bhakta closer and closer to Krishna's lotus feet while chanting the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.